Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark's having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one free. That's right, it's a two-for-one deal. For more information, you could go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andrew P. Shea. A little later, we'll have Ross Tucker along for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But first, Andy, quarter number one, let's do our review of the news. Wednesday evening, the media got to see a little bit of practice, and they also got to talk to Coach James Franklin. Let's start with Franklin's press conference. I found there were several interesting tidbits. What struck you most?
I had one takeaway, but you had four. My takeaway was that he said that they are going to play three running backs. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to utilize three running backs. To me, what he said was, we're going to play three running backs. In other words, our game plan and our offense is going to be built around weekly around using three running backs. And the flip side of that was when he said the one back offense, that's gone. That no longer exists anymore. So that tells me that each and every week that the guys listed on Penn State's depth chart for their running back, the or, go 1, 2, 3, and you can count on 1, 2, and 3 being a vital, I'm not going to say integral, but I'm saying a vital option to use in Penn State's offense at the running back position for that upcoming game. I just thought it was very revealing that they said, you know, he said, I think it's hard to play four. And I think he's right. But I think he plans to use and wants to use and wants this offense because they have a wealth of riches at the position, as everybody knows. I think him saying that means we are going to have three viable options for this offense at the running back position each and every week. I found that very revealing and interesting.
I did too, Andy, and that seems to be a change in the game a bit over the last several years, both out of necessity and as just a better option, being able to keep those backs fresh, keep them healthy, and always having a fresh guy ready to come in, and you also get varied talent, and depending on the situation. But I believe watching this team the last couple of years, I don't think anyone's surprised about them using three running backs. I think the surprise was him actually coming out and saying that, and I believe it's the first time he has done that.
I agree. It's the way he said it and the way he presented it. That was like, yeah, RB1 is RB1, RB2, and RB3. They're all RB1s.
It's part of the plan. There were a couple other items that caught my eye. One of them, he was asked about the second safety next to Jaquan Brisker. And by the way, in quarter number four, when you come back, foreshadowing, we are going to talk about some of the position battles. So we won't get into detail here, but I found it interesting. He talked about the second safety position. He named four guys, Keaton Ellis, Jair Brown, Jonathan Sutherland, and Tyler Rudolph. And he talked about them equally. He didn't put anybody above the others. My question for you, Andy, in this segment is, was that coach speak? Does he already know who the other starting safety is, but what he's got to do is give each guy equal weight?
So I think it was coach speak at the start of it when he's like, he named all four guys, said they would have four guys that could play. They would be comfortable putting, you know, any one of those four guys. They'll have four safeties. In other words, it's Jaquan Brisker, and three of these four will give us four safeties, right? And it was coach speak, like, well, it's, you know, we're only, what, a week or so into camp, so we'll learn more as we go along. And But then at the end, I think he tipped himself when he said it is a legitimate competition. In other words, I don't think it was coach speak. I don't think they know yet. I really don't. They're looking for something. And I'm not saying they haven't found it, but they haven't found it and are pretty sure of it. By him dropping in that, I think that's where you have to read the James tea leaves a little bit. Over the years, I've been able to figure a little bit of them out. When he says it's a legitimate competition and he just drops that line in, I found that you should believe him. And I go back to the very first time he did it was Trace McSorley, and it was Tommy Stevens for the starting quarterback role. And everyone just assumed it was Trace. Then you got at the end of their careers, you realize, no, that was a legit close, tight competition. And I think this is the same thing. And I don't think he knows who the second safety is, the third safety, or the fourth safety. He likes what he sees out of it, but I don't think he knows yet. So I would say your answer is no, that's not coach speak at the end of the day. I still think they want to learn a little bit more, which will be interesting because I don't think they've ever really found something in a competition like this at the safety position that they've actually liked. So we'll see if it happens.
I just hope it's a case of the true competition because you have multiple people that are competent, not that you have multiple people who are below average. We'll see how that one works out. A couple other tidbits. There was one that struck me as interesting, Andrew. He mentioned talking to some of the younger players about being willing to burn their red shirt to play on special teams. My take on that is that's a little bit of an indicator of how the game has changed. Years and years ago, having a red shirt was kind of unusual. Then it became the norm. The five-year plan became the norm. Now it's kind of going the other way where it's a four-year or even a three-year plan for these players. So I get the feeling it's really not that big a deal anymore to burn that red shirt for these freshmen. What do you think?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's probably closer to a three-year plan for most than a four-year plan. And the part of the three-year plan is for the elite players, that means, matriculating to the NFL. I think for a lot of players, the majority of the players, because we only know a precious few end up, going the NFL route, even though they're all looking at it. It becomes 3 years, and then the most viable is, do you transfer? Have you graduated? Do you grad transfer? How many years of eligibility do you have left? So I think it's matriculated closer to a three-year plan. This is very interesting. It's a really keen observation by you, I'll say that, Jimmy, because it makes you think like, hey, do you want to play right now? Which is something everybody wants to do these days, right? Like they want to play. So are you willing to burn your red shirt in order to play special teams? If so, we think there's opportunity for you at that, but we want to make sure you want to do it. I think it's a good, for him as a coach, I think it speaks to who he is as a coach to sort of have that conversation with players, not just assume, hey, I'm going to burn your red shirt, you're just going to play special teams for me. End of subject, kid, done. I think it's really it's nuanced, smart of James to sort of involve the kids in it because it's like special teams. It's like the second fiddle. Although, now there is a more direct path to professional football at the next level as an elite special teamer, but it also gets your buns on the football field on a consistent basis. Do you want to do it? Are you interested in this? That's very fascinating, and I think it's precipitated by exactly what you said. It's no longer a 5/4. It's a 3/4-year plan.
Exactly, Andy. And I can't imagine a young player saying, no, I want to maintain my red shirt, because I think most of these players feel that they're going to go to the next level. They feel they're ready right away. And candidly, even being on special teams can help you get on the field other plays. You distinguish yourself there. Coaches are going to notice you. There was one other item, Andy, and I just remembered it, and we didn't talk about this before our segment, but James mentioned something about doing the dual walkthroughs. In other words, when they're introducing new plays and so on, where it used to always be one group Another group's on the sideline watching it. Instead, they're doing it concurrently two places. And I just get the sense this was a little bit of an outbreak from what happened last year and this great desire to be efficient. And somebody said, hey, we could give these kids, you know, there's twice as many opportunities here if we do it on two fields, have two different walkthroughs. That, it's a little thing, but I thought it stuck out to me.
So it's about, for James, it's about reps and it's about learning from others, right? Like, I think that's come, that was something that was, that NFL teams have been doing to get their guys more reps, 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 reps. I'm talking at, not at the 90 roster level in the NFL, although they do it at that. They use the multiple fields. But even when they break down during the regular season, it's about reps, 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 reps. So I think at the college level, even though you're dealing with, you know, huge roster numbers, I still think that James is sort of like, hey, there's value in this reps thing and this running, you know, concurrent, kind of concurrent practices on the same field, doing the same things at the same time. Instead of one, it's two, and it's about reps, reps, and reps. It's slyly smart, I would say. And it's been an NFL thing for a few years that NFL teams have found that they're able to simulate more for their guys. And it's, James picked it up and is absolutely using it. And I think it's a good thing. They got certainly got the space out there.
Well, it is. It's just smart. It's efficient. It's probably one of those things somebody said, hey, why don't we do this? And everyone just went,
reps.
Oh, geez, why not? You know, it makes a lot of sense. Finally, one last item, and that someone asked James about players being vaccinated. And throughout the country, we've seen a couple other schools where they're saying, hey, we're 100%, we're there. James said they're not quite there. He didn't give a number. He said they're getting closer. But I like the way he handled the question, said, hey, if there's players who truly do not want to do this or their parents don't, you've got to respect that decision no matter how much I want them vaccinated.
Yeah, there could be some consequences for non-vaccinated. At the NFL level, it's the protocols are crazy. They're almost saying, you know, get yourself vaccinated. They're not quite going to that level at college. So James is able to walk that fine line. Are you shocked James is able to walk it so well? No, you shouldn't be. Duh.
Exactly. I think these are the type of things and topics where James really shines. All right, Andy. Yep. That's it for quarter number one in news and notes. Stick around, quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.